Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, oil prices, like equities, slipping a little bit today on worries over the rapid spread of Omicron and how that could curtail fuel demand. Here with how it impacted the oil close is Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre. How did it settle, Inez?
Well, Karina, West Texas Intermediate January futures settling at $68.23 a barrel, 3%, more than 3% lower. Brent crude is also lower today, though off the lows of the session. And most of this really has to do with the Omicron worries, the concerns over demand. You've got travel restrictions. You've got the Netherlands, which reimposed a lockdown. Other countries that are also imposing restrictions. The World Economic Forum, which has postponed its annual meeting. And then you also have the Build Back Better bill, which has been shelved for now. In fact, you also had Goldman Sachs last night putting out a note basically lowering its forecast, economic forecast, growth forecast for the U.S. Because of no Build Back Better bill, citing basically the lack of the bill, saying that it has negative implications for near-term consumption. Keep in mind that global oil demand is still about 2 million barrels a day, less than its pre-pandemic levels. That's according to the EIA, the International Energy Agency. So what we saw today with oil builds on the weekly loss for WTI last week of 1.1% and Brent crude last week losing 2.2%. Karina,
okay.
Jared.
Okay, Inez Ferre, keeping us honest on what's happening in the oil patch. Thank you so much for that report.